Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 25, Rebuild Everything. How are we getting on? We're on week three of lockdown in this country anyway. I think globally we're all pretty much in the same boat. I said I wasn't going to do another podcast on the coronavirus. It's not really about the coronavirus, but it's definitely about using your time and coming out of this even more energized and ready for the mammoth task at hand. I don't really like delving too personally when I'm doing these podcasts, because obviously it's hard to talk about yourself. It's hard to make personal comparisons. But I will tell you briefly that I've had a couple of restarts in my life. And on one particular restart, I knew I had to start again. And I didn't think I was going to be able to start again. And I really doubted I had the energy to start again or the enthusiasm. I knew how much work was going to be involved in starting my life again. I definitely felt like I'd failed. And do you know what I did? I stayed in bed for 2 whole weeks thinking I couldn't do it, thinking I wouldn't do it, thinking I shouldn't do it. And in that 2 week period of time that I had all these self-doubts about starting again, you know what? My batteries recharged and I got a bit of momentum and I got into the headspace that I was able to do it again. And I put the failures behind me and I got back on it. And once I started cracking on, I was able to do it. And I absolutely built things up even stronger and better than before. Now, that has happened to me a couple of times in my life. Now, never have I had to take the 2 weeks out, 2 weeks to bed, not being sick or anything, literally just thinking, I can't do it. I don't have the energy. I don't have the enthusiasm. I can't. It's an insurmountable obstacle in front of me. I know what's involved. And I have this self-doubt that I don't know how I can do it. I can't do it. So I've never had that since, as strong as that. I've had to restart a couple of times. And you know what? That has given me the confidence to know that how the process works. So if you're feeling like that now, if you're feeling like, you know, you can't do it, and when this is all over, how am I going to rebuild things? Because I've talked to a lot of people who are definitely suffering from depression. They've lost their businesses. They've lost their jobs. Their future is so uncertain. So you're going through that phase that I went through years ago. I'm not really going through it now because that's given me the confidence to know that as soon as this is over, as soon as there's a vaccine, as soon as things are safer, as soon as we've gotten the virus and we've all recovered from the virus, or whatever way things plan out, as soon as that all happens, I know I'm going to hit the ground running. And I might have felt, you know, that the task was insurmountable in the past, but I know now that all of us can do it. You might be feeling you can't right now, but that's a normal part of the re-energizing yourself process. It will be time to rebuild everything. Have faith that you will have the momentum and the energy to do so. Have a think about what you want to rebuild and rebuild everything. Right, let's start with rebuild your finances, wealth, and investment. So rebuild your finances. You're going to have so much clarity at the end of this. You're going to have so much life experience. You're going to know how you felt right now, knowing that your finances are such a worry, scarcity of supply, scarcity of money, not enough of emergency fund, how all of those things that you've been feeling during COVID-19, and hopefully you haven't been feeling those things, but I guarantee you, even if you were prepared, you felt that you haven't been prepared enough. So going forward, when this is all cleared up, let's really get concentrating on our finances in case something like this ever happens again. It doesn't have to be a pandemic. It could be one of many things. It could be a natural disaster. It could be one of many things. But let's keep it positive and focus on rebuild your finances, rebuild your wealth, rebuild your investment. Rebuild your business. If you've lost your business, or if you think that, you know, you're going to have to rebuild the current business that you have or start a new business, or your job, if your job is under threat, rebuild your business, rebuild your job, rebuild your health, and rebuild your fitness. So you could be doing that now, you could be starting now, absolutely. And going forward, you should have the type of routine, you should inbuilt it in. When you get your freedoms back, you should inbuilt it into your life that you are getting daily exercise for health and fitness, and not letting maybe what's happened to you in the past few years, becoming a little bit more sedate or falling into a negative routine. Rebuild your health, rebuild your fitness, rebuild your relationships. If you have any bad relationships, if you have any relationships that are so toxic, you need to cut them off. Hopefully you're not stuck with these people right now as we speak in quarantine. But keeping it serious, rebuild your relationships. So going forward, positive, fruitful relationships, two-way relationships. None of this one-way, negative, unhealthy relationships. Rebuild your relationships. Rebuild your mental health and your spirituality, whatever that may mean to you. Take the time out for yourself, to enjoy yourself, to actually like yourself as a person, to hopefully get to the stage of loving yourself, to understanding yourself better. And yes, I am talking about taking the 2 minutes for a little bit of meditation or for a walk in the park or for all of these things that we busy up our lives to the point that we neglect them. Rebuild your daily routine. We're happy when we're doing things. We're happy when we have tasks. We're happy when we have a sense of achievement. So rebuild your daily routine with the experience that you've had of how you were living your life before COVID-19, how you're living your life in quarantine during COVID-19. You already have the answers to all of this rebuild that needs to happen in the future. Rebuild your hobbies. If you've let go of your hobbies, or if you need new hobbies, or if you're here in this quarantine thinking, I wish I had hobbies, I wish I had stuff to do, look into that for the future. Rebuild your hobbies. Rebuild your passion, your enthusiasm, and your energy. All of these things are extremely valuable commodities if you're going to try to achieve anything. If you don't have the passion, you don't have the enthusiasm, and you don't have the energy, you're focusing in the wrong areas. You're doing the wrong things. You're living the wrong life. You should naturally have passion, enthusiasm, and energy. Certainly, you will need to cultivate it. You will need to concentrate. You will need to do things that actually motivate you, which brings me on to the next one. Rebuild your motivation. Watch stuff that motivates you, read stuff that motivates you, listen to things that motivate you and help spur you on to do the things that you need to do and that you need to rebuild. Rebuild your confidence. If you're not as confident as you used to be, rebuild your confidence. It is actually something that you can work on. It is actually something that you have a degree of control over. So actually, consciously, work on it. Rebuild your confidence. Rebuild your preparedness and your self-sufficiency. So whatever that means to you and whatever way you can shape that into your life, rebuild it so that you're more prepared for your future. Could have been all the points that we said so far. It could be totally different points. It could be to do with sustainability and, you know, climate control and being green and, you know, producing your own food or recycling rainwater or, you know, being a little bit, using less energy, whatever, living off grid, whatever way, you know, it translates to your life. Have a think about rebuilding your preparedness and your self-sufficiency. Overall, just rebuild your goals. Goals and setting out your goals, that in itself should be a fun task. It should be a rewarding task. It should renew your passion, your enthusiasm, and your energy. If your goals aren't doing that, then I would suggest that they're possibly the wrong goals or in the wrong direction. Have a look at it. You will have the energy to rebuild everything. You might be thinking right now that you don't, but you're going to surprise yourself. You should be using this as a period of time to be, you know, missing. You should be coming out of this like an uncaged animal, ready to take on the world. This is your rest. This is your time to think. You will more than likely and hopefully never have this type of time again. You'll never have this kind of a pause again on your life to be able to think this way or to be able to completely reset and reshape your life and to go at it with the enthusiasm of wanting to rebuild and wanting to rebuild your life with the experience of knowing and thinking where you went wrong before COVID-19, how you may have lived certain things wrong, or how you, to frame it more positively, how you could improve upon the way you were living your life before COVID-19 and your quarantine period of COVID-19, how you could improve things going forward. This is an invaluable experience. You don't need me to set it out for you because I know you already have the answers. I know you just need to be steered in the right direction of thinking about each of these individually, actually taking the time away from social media, away from the news, away from the panic and the stress, and have a think about it, and it will motivate you and it will get you hungry for your future, because that's what you need to be. If you're not hungry and excited for your future beyond this quarantine and beyond all this negativity, then you're going to have a harder time getting back on your feet. I wish you all the best. I hope that you're keeping safe. I hope that you personally or your family are not affected too negatively by this, to the point of health I'm specifically talking about. And watching the numbers going up every day is frightening, and it's absolutely horrible. The numbers of infected and the numbers of death, it's absolutely terrible. I do wish that we had all acted sooner, and, you know, even to think about who could have been saved, or, you know, who could have avoided getting it, or, you know, I know that might be kind of a negative frame of mind, but I wish we'd acted sooner. I wish we'd quarantined quicker, and I hope that the curve starts to flatten sooner. I hope we see some of this, and while all that's going on, concentrate on rebuilding everything in the future for yourself, rebuilding yourself up. I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear how you're getting on. I've had so much contact, more contact now than ever, I guess, because people are bored. If you're bored, if you have anything to say, if you have nothing to say, I'd still actually love to hear from you, because I'm in the same boat as all of you. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.